Okay, so let's get to it. I recently was having a deep conversation with one of my close friends, and we were talking about Captain Marvel. And it was one of those things where it was like in the conversation, I was essentially having epiphanies while I was speaking, to further show how hyperbolic the conversation went. Just essentially, like, as we were talking and speaking, it was one of those things where it's like you come to revelations about shit as you're speaking and talking back with someone else, and I was able to ping off of you, you ping off of them, and it's like, hey, I'm kind of coming to this conclusion about this thing. And it's like, oh yeah, that makes sense. But essentially, we were talking about the character Captain Marvel. Now, the Captain Marvel movie is horrible, and it's this. This is something that's been universally deemed as one of the worst Marvel movies that has came out. Yes, it made $1 billion, and I don't give a fuck if you are a fan of it. But the movie is a poorly structured movie that actually contradicts a bunch of stuff within the MCU. This is undeniable. Whether or not you like or appreciate these things is that's a whole separate issue. If you enjoy that, then you enjoy that. But bad writing, bad characters, bad acting, those things are undeniable. If you just don't care about that, but you still enjoy it, by all means, hey, cool, good for you. I personally like Spider-Man 3. It ain't my favorite, but I for damn sure know it's better than the shit Tom Holland has been in. And it's not that's not a mark against Tom Holland. He seems like a great guy. I just don't like him as Spider-Man. Like the Spider-Man that he plays is not Spider-Man. That's all. Great guy. Good for you. Hey, just bang Zendaya out once for me while you're at it. Okay? Be like, hey, this one's for the flame. Oh, she gonna go, what? You gonna go, I'm coming. She gonna go, Spider-Man. So that's what I believe their sex life is like. But we were having a conversation talking about Captain Marvel, and not just the movie. Like I said, the movie is atrocious. It's terrible. It made $1 billion. If it wasn't sandwiched between Infinity War and Endgame, it wouldn't have made $1 billion. Get over it. Facts. But it wasn't just that. But essentially, the incorporation of said character within the Marvel world, period. Now, Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers, used to be Miss Marvel. And essentially, while we were talking, I was kindly coming to this hypothesis that essentially there would not have been a problem with trying to incorporate a major female character becoming the front runner of the Marvel Cinematic Universe or the Marvel comic books and as a whole. There wouldn't have been a problem with that. Why wouldn't there have been a problem with that? Because if you was to have incorporated correctly, then no one would have paid no attention to it. No one would have made no never mind. I mean, you still have people today who spout out shit about things in the comics that essentially they only have the concept, or they only have to justify said things is because it happened in the comics. It doesn't matter when it took place in the comics or when it took place within the MCU, or if it was decided, years ago, or if they seen it years ago, or if it was recent and shit like that. It doesn't matter. This is the fact that it happened is enough to justify anything that's dictated or is placed within the MCU or any body of work that they do hereafter. So you have those people. These people excuse a plethora of dumb shit. These are the type of people that's going to excuse the fact that Siri is going to be the Black Panther. Stupid. These are people that excuse the fact that the Falcon is now Captain America. Stupid. Falcon doesn't need to be Captain America. Honestly, he really does not. It's cool that he is, and I honestly have no problem with it. But upon further reading and further understanding of the character of the Falcon, he never needed that justification. And the fact that people are okay with him receiving that justification is literally a step backwards. It really is. I have no problem with Miles Morales. Like, there's a lot of people who have problems with Miles Morales, and honestly, I am not one of those people. I enjoyed the Ultimate Comics when I introduced Miles Morales. It's fine to me. It's totally fine. But it's like, I didn't keep reading for Miles Morales. I only read a little bit. And that was enough. And then if it wasn't for Into the Spider-Verse, Miles would have been a poorly written and conceived character. Brandon Michael Business basically got way too much smoke up his ass. Dude has okay concepts, but terrible execution. Like, the concepts are interesting and amazing, but the executions are just kind of, they just don't hit right. but hey, dude is solid, I guess. Maybe. I'm not sure. But I digress. The thing is that Carol Danvers essentially is put into the realm of a character that was meant to be in the spotlight. That's what she was designed for. And I don't mean this from initially being created as Miss Marvel up into what she is today. This was all planned out. No. What she is now, the lesbian haircut toting full bodied suit female who has zero to any sex appeal, that is just all about crushing men and the patriarchy written shit like that. She was meant to be the star of Marvel. That was the thing. That was the deal that they created with the idea of what was going on with Carol Danvers. If you were someone who were interested in the comic books way before they even mentioned Captain Marvel becoming associated with the MCU, then you would have seen this shit coming a mile away, because having Carol Danvers as no name sidekick of a character pop out of nowhere and then instantly become the character that gave her a pounce, taking the name and everything, as well as becoming one of the more powerful super characters within the Marvel comic book series, to the point where they literally redid one of the biggest events within all of Marvel Comics, which is Civil War. And they redid it, called it Civil War 2, and they had her take Captain America's place. If that's not a giant red fucking flag, I don't know what is. A no-name, nobody character who is now taking a position as one of Marvel's more longer leading characters, who is one of the more important figures within the Civil War, which is one of the most important comic book event that happened with Marvel. You can't help but look at that as that's not something being done to showcase that this person is supposed to be special. Now, the problem, like I said, there's nothing wrong with this idea, because think about it like this. If instead of Carol Danvers for the Civil War II concept, what if it was Iron Man against Spider-Man? What if it was Mr. Fantastic versus the Hulk? You see what I'm saying? Now, you can think about how it would be weird for them to be put in a Civil War concept and whatnot, but that's not what I'm getting at. I'm getting at the idea of those characters representing a face of two conflicting sides and ideals that would clash against one another, that would encompass the entirety of Marvel to back one or the other in order to justify whatever clash they have going on. Now, why is it that Carol Danvers doesn't fit that? She fights for justice. She fights for truth. She's incredibly powerful. She's one of the most powerful characters that they created so far. She's awesome. She's all the way awesome. That's how she was designed recently. So why is it that people just downright hate her? And I'm not being hyperbolic here. People hate her character. They hate Carol Danvers. They can't stand seeing her be the leader of any fucking thing, because she doesn't represent a whole lot. And essentially, they write her more so often than not putting down a lot of the people who would realistically buy comic books in the first place. Hell, as soon as you stop making her sexy, the writing was on the wall that this bitch was no longer interesting. Because I don't know if you know this, but Marvel does not have a slew of famous female main characters. Most of them are, and it's like, yeah, they do. They have a bunch of famous females. Most of them are part of the X-Men, and the X-Men is a group endeavor, not really a solo thing. It's kind of all of them or nothing. So realistically, what amazing Marvel female character can you think of that like is like mainstream knowledge that's outside of fucking X-Men? And realistically, you'll probably only get Black Widow, and that's because of the MCU. So I'm right. Scarlet Witch, X-Men, motherfucker. What did I just say? So why is it that people hated Carol Danvers? You know, why is it? Why does like she fits all the aesthetics of the other superheroes? Powerful, stands for truth and justice, blah, blah, blah. It's just the suspicious nature of having the writers behind her be associated with, you know, saying what they say about her, about readers and blah, 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 you know, all that shit aside. Why is it that at the core, essentially, she was just not accepted when all the doors were opened up for her to be in the spotlight, but no one came to the fucking show to watch the performance? And it hit me. One straight cruel epiphany that kind of set this whole little train in motion. And that was the fact that Carol Danvers were forced, and Carol Danvers was forced on everybody. She was forced instant fucking-taneously. There was absolutely no buildup to her reaching the acclaim within the comics and the movies and everything else associated with Marvel. Ever. There was never that. And it didn't hit me until I was having this conversation as to why that's such a major important thing. You have a character who essentially you wanted instant gratification on. Like, fucking just immediate. Marvel was like they needed a female character to run shit, but they had no idea how to build one up because they didn't have anyone to build up. At that point in time, Disney did not own Fox. They didn't have X-Men. So couldn't use none of those characters. And that literally encompasses X-Men and the Fantastic Four. Boom. All major female characters that fucking exist within Marvel are hereby N-A. They're not applicable. Damn. Fuck. I thought I had it. Fucked it up. Oh man, you can't have them. So what did that mean? That mean that when they did something like the Avengers, which usually was an all-male cast, they needed to pop in some type of diversity. So out comes the woodworks of Black Widow. All right, well, Black Widow's a female character who's badass and don't take no nothing from nobody. How come people, you say an instant with Carol Danvers, the same thing happened with her? Well, this is true, but it isn't. Why? Because a lot of people would sit there and think and associate Black Widow appearing in the fucking Avengers movie, the first Avengers movie, when Black Widow actually appeared in Iron Man 2. And she was a side character who was not the major focus of the entire fucking movie. She was just a side character. And you got to know her. You got to see her skill set. You got to understand the importance of her value to whatever she was associated with. S.H.I.E.L.D., Tony Stark, all that jazz. And then upon it, showing her in the Avengers, you got to get more of her character to the point where it justified her being introduced or around these superhero motherfuckers because she was capable of handling herself around said superhero motherfuckers. That's what you got from Natasha Romanoff. But with Carol Danvers, when was she showcased in any MCU movie? If we're going to go by the MCU standards, when was she showcased in any MCU movie before she got her own movie? She wasn't. She just gave her own fucking movie. Now, the thing is that you would think, well, they did that to a lot of characters who just got their own origin stories and write. Like, yes, true. This is very true. But those characters weren't given an origin story movie with the attempts to showcase that they're better than everyone else and then was done under the idea that they would become the future leader of everything. They would become the new face of Marvel. They were going to become the main front runner behind everything. Once Captain America and Iron Man are gone, we're going to need a new face, and that's going to be Carol Danvers. So why would that be bad? Well, again, the instant gratification. The instant gratification of having a badass female character who don't take nothing from nobody needed to be showcased within her movie. And this movie, because the movie is a perfect example of what they did to her character within the comics and what she has been incorporated into the comics in order to further justify why the movies did what they did. But it is a perfect analogy. Like, it fits for both spectrums of media because it literally did the exact same thing. But I'm just going to go by the movie standards because it just this is how my brain gonna work. But in the movies, she plopped in immediately powerful, immediately a badass. No matter what she did, she was great at it. She had no flaws, was considered perfect by all those around her, was just the wonderful female, was this wonderful wish fulfillment of a character who didn't even have a fucking villain, which doesn't really matter in terms of like trying to ascertain a hero or being like, you know, this kind of sets back your origin story because you didn't have a villain to fight. Well, no, it's just that all of this was poorly written and thought out. It's just, it wanted to methodically make her amazing without any opposition. And you don't need a villain to showcase that you're having a hard time dealing with fucking anything. You just need to show some type of conflict, some type of issue, some type of struggle to have me feel sympathy for this character who is a god among men, but at the same time, still a person dealing with shit. You do not get any of this from Carol Danvers. You get this perfect person. You get someone who just can't fail no matter what. You get someone who finds out that her entire life she's been lied to, and it's just quick to immediately fixate on one thing after the other, as if, eh, who gives a fuck? Huh, I guess I was lied to. Huh, whatever. And that is nothing but instant gratification. That is nothing but this instantaneous need and desire to showcase that this person has absolutely no weakness. You shouldn't feel sorry for this person. You should admire this person. How great of a hero is this person? But therein lies the rub. They're not a hero. They're not great. You showcase all these amazing things that they do, but absolutely showing nothing that they do that's amazing. What does that mean? Because that sounds like a contradiction. Well, it kind of is, but let me explain. You're not showing them going out saving people. You're not showing them selfishly sacrificing themselves in order for the greater good. You're not showing them choosing a better path than a person that they're going up against or anything like that because they know that there's a better way. You're not showing them do anything heroic. You're just telling me they're a hero. And telling somebody that someone is a hero is not the same as that person coming to that conclusion themselves. Thus why, throughout all of your catalogs of heroes, people have favorites because they came to that conclusion on their fucking own. But with Carol Danvers, you're told she's the favorite. You're told she's amazing and better than everyone else. You are told from every interaction that she's ever had with any MCU character that she's better than everybody, like the best even. And that is forced. That is a forced concept being shoved down your throat in order to justify the concept of this character. You need to like Carol Danvers. Why? Because I said so. Well, why is Carol Danvers likable? Why should I like her? What does she do that sets her apart from any other superhero that makes her an iconic superhero? Well, she can fly. She can fly. She has super strength. She has beams that shoot out of her hands and eye beams and laser stuff and whatnot. Okay. Those are her powers. But what has she done with them? Well, she's fought aliens. Why? Because those aliens lied to her. Is that it? That's it? So why should I like her? Because I told you to. I don't like her. And that's how it went. It was instantaneous for everybody. It's disturbing how idiotic and simplistic this concept might be, but how idiotic the approach was when dealing with this character. Now, there are a plethora of other reasons as to why Carol Danvers is just a terrible concept of a character, as well as a horrible idea for the face of Marvel. But I feel that this is one of the stronger concepts, is the fact that she was just plopped in out of nowhere without any warning or nothing like that. Just an immediate, we need this character to be number one. And then they just forcibly made her number one without any other opposition whatsoever. Opposition. Am I using that word correctly? I always do this. I use big words, and sometimes I don't know the big word. Like, it just flows out, and I'm not sure if my dictionary is up to date. But she had no obstacle. This is a better word, a different one. She had no obstacle to get to number one. They just made her fucking number one. Within the comics, Carol Danvers was like a part of so many different fucking comic books. It was sickening. Like, she became the leader of so many different groups, especially female groups and whatnot. She just immediately was this powerhouse of a character. And like I said, she became one of the faces of Civil War II, which was trying to reenact the magic of the original Civil War, which was a major comic book moment for the Marvel comics. And I couldn't help but feel like, well, no one can help but feel that this shit was planned. Like, it wasn't thought out perfectly. It was just planned that this woman would be amazing, but there was just nothing to it. They just really wanted her to be number one, to be the best. They wanted her to reach Spider-Man status without any effort. And it had no other choice but to blow up in their face the way that it does today. Now, even with the sequel to her own fucking movie, they can't even call it that out of fear that it won't do well. So they're calling it the Marvels. You think I'm lying? And if you honestly believe that, well, that's probably a better marketing tool considering all the characters that'll be involved in it. No, that's stupid. Because if anything, why wouldn't you call it Captain Marvel 2? Captain Marvel and the Marvels. Like, I mean, it's lengthy, it's wordy, but it's still Captain Marvel 2 and the Marvels. Or Captain Marvel meets the Marvels. Something else, you know? So anything to basically keep that main headline. But that's not what they did. They didn't do that because Disney knew what wrath they had wrought. And that was the fact that nobody liked Captain Marvel. Now, a big chunk of proof of this is the fact that the original movie, going by movie standards, the original movie made over $1 billion. Yes. But this was done at the height of the anticipation of the MCU. It was, again, sandwiched in between two of their biggest fucking movies. And Marvel, the MCU itself, has had a general concept of fucking leading or having information in their movies that is necessary for future movies. So I myself also got drawn into that, because that's why I saw Captain Marvel, because it's like, well, obviously this fucking matters. So watched the movie, turns out it didn't fucking matter, contradicted a hell of a lot of shit, and I was gravely disappointed with the movie. And it was just shitty, just a shitty all around movie. And upon watching Endgame, it was like, well, then there was no point in watching Captain Marvel, because it didn't do anything for Endgame, but they had it anyway. And so you have that, and you equate that to essentially what happened in the comics, which was that, going back to the movies, I almost lost my thought, but going back to the movies, you have the concept of when that movie came out, and then they released like the Blu-ray and the DVD and everything, their sales were horrible. Like, I mean, horrible. They damn. It was like, it was bad. But when you see shit like that, it showcases. You get fan outcry and just so many people tearing into your movie, as well as a bunch of people not buying anything associated with said character for movie. And anything that's kind of dealing with the character just kind of being ripped to shreds, you kind of take the fucking hit. People don't like this character. We did bad with this character. We fucked up. And that was basically the giant bell that was being rung in front of Disney, because they were forcibly trying to infiltrate this character into the MCU to take the top spot when the character themselves wasn't worthy of it. How could they possibly be? They haven't done nothing yet. And even in their own movie to showcase for them to finally do something, they haven't done nothing. Makes you think, doesn't it? Now, weirdly enough, this also happened with the comics. It's similar of the treatment with Carol Danvers in the comics. So in the comics, essentially, Captain Marvel books don't sell at all. It's like they're horribly, horribly low in terms of actually building up any type of presence or anything like that. There is a common trick that's done with comic books where they reissue number ones, because essentially comic book fans or diehard collectors buy up number ones like crazy. But if the comic run itself is shitty, nobody buys the comic after a while, you know? And it's like, you need that number one to instill buzz, but then upon reading the actual book, people fall off like crazy. So a trick that they would do is that, and this is a trick that the comic book industry has been doing for fucking years, is that they essentially would re-release number ones to entice people to buy said comic. And then they would go around marketing the shit as, hey, this comic has resold number ones like crazy. But realistically, the rarity of the comic coincides with the lack of releases. So, which makes people desire the book even more, is because of the rarity of releasing it. But if you continuously release number ones, the shit stopped being rare because they're constantly re-releasing the shit. So obviously it ain't good if they're continuously releasing number ones. It's just, they're doing it to kind of pluff up the numbers a little bit. So then when they have the records of the books and whatnot, then you get to see that essentially, oh, the number one of this book sold this many copies, but that's associated with all the re-releases and the reprints and whatnot going in with that book. This has been a common fucking practice with comic books for years. They did this a lot for like different books and whatnot. It's a way to get their money's worth out of a series that essentially was more so often than not kind of, but they did this shit a lot. And the funny thing is that they did this a lot with Carol Danvers books, as well as Ms. Marvel books, the new sidekick of Ms. Marvel, you know, the character who's drawn with absolutely no type of physical appeal whatsoever. Her costume looks like she got it out of a fucking grab bag, a homeless grab bag. And it's just like this wonky knockoff Mr. Fantastic that's just not even worth anything. But there she is. And it was like, how are you the sidekick of a character that can fly when you cannot fly? I don't know. You're not even similar in the power scaling. So what exactly are you the sequel of? You know, what are you the sidekick of? Like, because you're not similar. What the fuck are you doing? But I don't know. But I'm pretty sure some genius designed her and they knew exactly what was going on. That's why they keep trying to force her down her throats as well. But it's not working. So that's all the, but like that happening within the comics with the Captain Marvel books, and then as well as the movie doing the way that it did, and the Disney basically kind of jumping ship and now being like, they want Scarlet Witch to be the most powerful character within the series. You know, they kind of got her as the front runner of like one of the most powerful females going on right now. And they're trying their damnedest to get rid of Captain Marvel. Hell, I believe like Brie Larson, even like her contract now is like they're gonna get rid of her in the MCU. They might get rid of her in the MCU, and then she's going to become part of fucking Star Wars or something like that, possibly. But yeah. So obviously, there's no real faith in the character, but the approach to the character is why I believe that it failed so hard. You know, it was like I said, she was forced. She was forced down your throats as this amazing character. Yes, she is wholeheartedly a motherfucking Mary Sue. Especially that goddamn movie. That goddamn movie showcased her being a Mary Sue so hard. It was just, ooh, man, that shit is hard to watch. I'll never watch it a second time. Like, it's just that bad. Oh, excuse me. But it's awful. It's just all awful. So, you have this character. You forcibly install them into every type of media that you can think of because you need a face to represent your new diversity hires, your affirmative action you got going on within your books, rather than write well-written characters or build up your older existing characters who essentially have no spotlight or main appeal to them or anything like that for the mainstream. You just shove in this character immediately. Bam, immediately, this character needs to be amazing. They beat up Thor. They beat up the Hulk. They've done all this stuff. But that contradicts other comics that they're a part of when it showed them getting their asses kicked. Ah, fuck those comics. These are the comics you need to listen to. They beat up Thor. They beat up the Hulk. They're smarter than Iron Man. They're smarter than Captain America. They're smarter than Mr. Fantastic, for God's sakes. Hell, they invented a black girl called Moon Girl who's smarter than Mr. Fantastic, who is labeled as the smartest character within Marvel. But fuck it. They want this little black girl to show him up. And it's like, whatever. At that point in time, it was like, whatever. Hulk was Asian. You just had to stop. You had to stop caring. Amadeus Cho. Love that name. God, I love that name. Amadeus Cho is such a great name. Should he be the Hulk? Fuck no. Should he be an amazingly smart character who has to deal with a bunch of superpower people and then use his intelligence to overcome all of this superpower shenanigans that he gets thrown into? Yes, I would love to see that. God, that would be amazing. But they was like, he's Asian. People know about him. Let's make him the Hulk. Fuck any individuality that he might have or that he could bring to the Marvel comic book world. Just make him Hulk. And then it was terrible and they had to stop it. But poor Amadeus Cho. God, that's just such a good name. And it's a good name. But I digress. I mean, let me reel it back in, Dan. Reel it back. But there's merit into what transpired. Because I hope someone else can learn from this. That, yes, the prospect of what they did with Captain Marvel was atrocious. It was horrendous. It should not have happened at all. Now, if you was to ask, you know, how could they have made Captain Marvel good, if you will, what would have been the steps to take with that? Well, generally speaking, the shit wouldn't have been instant. You can't have it instant. This isn't instant grits, you know? It's not meant to be instant. You're trying to instill literally love into people to care about this character. And the thing is that your way of going about it, I don't know if you know this, but people tend to get turned off on other people who forcibly try to be a part of their lives or deal with any of their bullshit or whatnot. Hey, let me tell you how to fix your life. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know you. Like, why do I need to listen to you? Why do I need to take your advice? Why should I care about anything you have to say? I don't fucking know you, but you believe that you can just inject yourself into what the fuck I got going on? Oh, hell no. Hell no. It's not how that works. So, this is what should have happened. Captain Marvel should have been under a long, arduous process. I know that seems counterproductive to them wanting instant gratification, but yes, that's the point. Fuck you. Captain Marvel should have been a character that we would have seen grow into an amazing character. We did not get to see that. We were just told right off, just off rip, Bitch got her powers from Captain Marvel. Well, she took the moniker of Captain Marvel. She got her powers from Captain Marvel, no longer calls herself Miss Marvel, doesn't want to dress sexy anymore, got, basically is stronger now, and is better than everybody. The fucking end. I don't even know who Captain Marvel, the dude, villain, is. Like, so, why would I give a fuck about his sidekick taking over for him when I don't even give a fuck about him? Well, that instant gratification came with that mindset of, let's take a low-tier, nobody female character that we have that essentially could jam it up with the big boys. In the comics, she's been doing it for years under the guise of Ms. Marvel in a fantastic costume. Yes, I'm talking about the Black. My girl tried to hook up with Peter Parker. Someone bitched out the last minute, but damn it, they should have just stuck with it, because it would have been another superhero chick that he would have had a notch in his belt. My boy, ooh. More girlfriends than any other comic book character in history. My boy. My boy. That's my boy. Woo! Peter Parker is the GOAT. But she, you had an associate like that, and then essentially you wanted to bring her into the fold by just amping up everything about her to 1,000. So, why... what would have been wrong of essentially giving her her own individuality, you know, not making it to where you have to sit there and associate that she's better than all of these other characters by comparing her to all said other characters and then essentially demeaning them, which never fucking works ever. You could have had her be her own character, doing her own shit, bringing her up, you know, separately. Because, going back to what I just said, you never do, is associated with what happens now. You have said character connected to a plethora of other characters that are well known and whatnot. And it is currently Marvel's practice within the comics and the movies to take their best characters and basically have newer, lesser developed characters or whatnot essentially prove that they're worth something by undermining your already current characters, rather than having them go through anything that can prove immediately that they're right for the job or that they're capable of doing something on their own merit or whatnot. You have to undermine or undercut a bunch of other characters. They did this on Infinity War with Siri talking to Bruce Banner about what happened with Vision. And they didn't want to do this to Iron Man, so they didn't have Iron Man there for that, or had her respond to whatever Iron Man did for Vision. They have done this when it came to they did this with Scott Lang all the time, within like Ant-Man 2, where essentially everything that he did and all that he was associated with in Ant-Man and the Wasp was just basically seen as if he was this nobody who was holding back Hank Prim and his daughter, even though he also further developed a lot of the different stuff that they used for Ant-Man that he started to work on, and as well as him augmenting the suit and then doing things that they weren't even capable of doing and figuring out a bunch of shit that even they couldn't figure out. But nah, fuck that. Let's demean him to make the Wasp just seem that much better. One of the scenes I hate the most in Ant-Man and the Wasp is when he was like, he's all the Wasp doing shit. And then he was like, oh, those wings and blasters weren't available when I was Ant-Man. And then you had Hank Prim basically be like, no, I had them. And then like Scott Lang looked and it was like, yeah, that was the joke. But realistically, at the time when you gave him the fucking suit, you needed him to do a bunch of stuff. He was necessary. So not having this equipment ready for him at that time is stupid. It would have been easier to have said or talked about the fact that essentially, you know, the Wasp existed back when he was Ant-Man, the thing that was revealed in the original fucking Ant-Man movie. And I know I'm getting off topic, but please let me just rant for a minute. But if they had it to where he was like, my suit is designated to do certain things that her suit cannot do, and her suit is designated to do things that my suit can't do. That's why she can fly and has those blasters, and I do not. That's all you needed, justifying it. Or then you have a little joke where he was like, well, it seems cooler that you be able to talk to ants and not be able to fly rather than, he's like, I like riding ants more than I like flying on my own. And then have like Scott Lang, like Hank Pym was like, actually like riding ants more than flying. And then Scott Lang be like, yeah, me too. And then like they like kind of laugh and chuckle at that. Like, yeah, they like they look ridiculous with those tiny little wings. And I was like, but you know, riding on an ant is cool. So something goofy and silly like that, which totally would have been a Scott Lang thing. Yeah, but instead they went for the joke that undermined his character. Like, no, we were willing to risk your safety and your life because fuck you, dude. And so terrible, just terrible. But you see how that has a negative effect on a beloved character trying to present or make another character seem better or beloved. But that's not real. That there's, it doesn't carry that effect. All that you see is just a character that I know being shit on by somebody that I don't know, which has that negative aspect of being somebody that I don't want to get to know, because all you're doing is shitting on people I know, people that I like, people that I care about. You did not earn that aspect or prestige in my eyes as they do. This shit happens with villains as well. I mean, just because some person is a fucking maniacal psychopath doesn't change the fact that they have a fan base. You know? You see what I'm saying? Like, so, golly. I mean, look how many people love the Joker. I love the Joker. I have a poster of fucking Joker in my room. But I'd be damned if I read a book or watch something that tries to undermine, undercut, and diminish who the hell the Joker is, considering the accolades that this motherfucker has accomplished throughout the years in both comics, movies, and different and all other forms of media. Hell, there's currently a fucking manga that I like reading that's Joker trying to raise Bruce Wayne up as a baby because he put him in some chemicals that turned him into a baby. And in order for him to have his climactic fight with Batman, he has to raise him. But he needs to raise him and teach him good because he needs that justice aspect that comes from Bruce Wayne being Batman to challenge his chaotic evil that is the Joker. One of the funniest fucking things ever. It's hilarious and stupid. You get Batman crying whenever Joker is about to do something evil, and then Joker is basically trying to just keep Batman around as a baby. The shit is funny, but it's a manga. And you wouldn't expect from a manga, but you do respect the concept of Joker. The story isn't shitting on the Joker. It's making fun at the duality between Batman and the Joker and just a wacky situation. That's hilarious. But then you take something like the different things that involve Harley Quinn that constantly try to shit on the Joker or diminish him in some way, shape, or form. The Suicide Squad, for example, when what's her fucking name? Walker, when Walker was talking about Harley Quinn, for whatever fucking reason, one of the lines that come out is her saying, Harley Quinn, she's crazier and more dangerous than the Joker. What? How is that even plausible? When the Joker was the Joker, before she even became Harley Quinn, so how would she be crazier than him? He made her crazy. That's how fucking crazy he was. How could she be more dangerous than him? She's not going around fucking with people's psyche to get them to do ridiculous things that would be against their best interests. The same shit that she's capable of doing to just weak minds that he can manipulate and forcibly do fucked up shit to. She's not capable of such feats. The Joker is. Yet that line pissed me off so much. And again, another movie that I know is crap, but I still kind of like, is the Suicide Squad movie, especially the extended version. Like, it needed that extra shit big time. But there's so much that they cut out of that movie. God, that studio fucked that movie hard. But there's so much to the Joker before Harley Quinn, and there's so much to the Joker after Harley Quinn. You see what I'm saying? And the idea that her character needs to be risen above his in any way, shape, or form in order to make her character seem more palpable is just bad. It's just very, very bad. It's really bad. Now, there's people who enjoy the Harley Quinn cartoon, the show that they had out, but it's like, that's jokingly, I mean, not like they're not watching it to joke about it, but it's like, you know, people enjoy it and whatnot, but it's not anything that's going to change the overall opinion of Harley Quinn or make anything grander. The entire series itself kind of is like shitting on everybody and everybody aside from Harley Quinn, but whatever. It's like, I currently don't watch it. It seems okay, one day I might, but it's like, I don't watch it. It's like, whatever. I mean, hell, they wanted to include a scene. They had that big backlash a while ago where they wanted to include that crazy scene with Batman going down on Catwoman. And then DC was like, no, like, the fuck is wrong with you? But it's like, yeah, that's what that does. And it was like, that's kind of, I mean, it's just a sex scene, but I don't see the problem with it. But I understand why. I don't agree with it, but I understand it. I would be in a room and I would be like, yeah, if they say no, then no. But I wouldn't be in the room going like, come on, man, like, we need this. Like, no, if they say no, then no. I get why you made it. It seemed funny, but they said no, so no. And just leave it at that. Because it is something that does demean the character. Going down on a woman is demeaning. It is if you don't have the opposite. Like, we're not doing a sex scene. So if you just have him going down on her, but you don't have her doing anything to, like, return the favor, like, then, yeah, he's seen lesser. That is chipping away at Batman. I'm sorry, but it is. It's chipping away at Batman, at this iconic heroic image or visage that he's supposed to give as the Dark Knight in his uncaring ways. And if they say no go, they say no go. It's the equivalent of when you take a character and you go, I want to make them gay. And if the overall people say no go, then no go. But if you go, I really want to make them gay, and then everyone says, okay, and they've never been gay before, then it's just a bad, shitty idea because it's stupid no matter what. But that's how that cookie crumbles. If they're okay with the idea of this character being gay, that's fine. But if this character is supposed to be the manliest figure of manhood, then they can't be gay. And if we want this character to image to say this all-powerful superhero, because different forms of media can affect other forms of media, then yeah, you don't get to have your going down scene. But people don't fucking get that. And that is a problem. But all that is equating to what I'm talking about with Carol Danvers. I know I was on a very large tangent. Please forgive me. But that equates back to Carol Danvers. Having her character essentially been showcased throughout all the comics before the movies or anything like that, in the comics themselves, it's the biggest sin of this shit. You have this character just completely undermining all of these well-known and well-beloved characters who have outshined her for decades before she ever even got into the fucking spotlight. They've already been on the stage. Their markers are set. They know the moves backwards and forwards. This is a new bitch showing up, and she's telling everybody, all right, everyone, follow me, 5, 6, 7, 8. And everyone on the stage is like confused. The fuck are you doing? And it's like, we know what we're doing. You're the new person here. You need to follow the steps. You need to follow us. That's how you get used to our movements along with your movements. But if you tell everybody, hey, you guys need to step back so I can be in the front, that's what you guys did with Carol Danvers. Now nobody wants to see the show. The show that everyone comes to shows all those other people, not Carol Danvers. But now you want Carol Danvers to be the main person in the spotlight, and you're making the show less and less and less about all those other people. People take notes. They notice shit like that. They don't like it. It makes them angry. It makes them uncomfortable. It makes them not want to buy your shitty comics or watch your dumbass movies or be associated with any cartoon that you got going on because it's bad. So even though they diminish heroes in order to further pursue Carol Danvers' endeavors to finish her quest, her never-ending quest to save her girlfriend. you understand, hopefully, you understand now, like, exactly what I mean by this innate dislike of her character itself. Because she was plopped in, she made other characters seem diminished. And then there was absolutely no type of growth for her whatsoever. The things that happened to her, the challenges that she came across and whatnot in order to her to finally get the idea to call herself Captain Marvel was instantaneous. It wasn't anything that was this long, arduous journey or arc of a character to where you would sit there and like just read this amazing fucking Captain Marvel book that led up to his death and more devout stuff from her that led up to her finally changing and coming to grips with her identity or not being able to hold the candle compared to him, or basically feeling like she's like she doesn't like, you know, she's just this distraught over losing him, or, you know, she has an issue with taking up the mantle, or people want her to take the mantle, or people don't want her to take up the mantle, different things like that. None of that fucking happened. In the comics, it was just immediately she's Captain Marvel, period. The fucking end. To the point where people don't even know that the original Captain Marvel used to be a man. Marvel. That's why he was called Captain Marvel. You take that away, then it makes no fucking sense. And his name being Marvel, and then her being someone who was romantically involved with his ass, and then basically calling herself Miss Marvel. Oh, gotten powers from him and everything. Now she's Miss Marvel. Then she takes on the moniker of Captain Marvel because he dies. Oh, okay, that makes fucking sense. These things happen within the comics back in the day. And to not undermine, but to essentially not grow this or write this creatively to make her become a front runner in the spotlight. You know, she could have been a character that showed up or something in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. You could have had her involved in some of the space shit that was going on, or where they like talked about her, gave hints about her running around doing shit with other characters or with Marvel or something like that. And then something tragedy struck or whatnot. No, you didn't want to build anything. You just wanted your skyscraper right then and there. I don't want to have to waste time bringing in the cranes or hiring the crew and all like that. I just want my skyscraper immediately. Well, you got your immediate skyscraper. It is ugly. And nobody's going into the building. That's a perfect. That's one of the best analogies I've done all day. But that's what you have. That's the problem that you guys have created for yourself with Captain Marvel. You gave nothing to her growth. She has no growth. Even her fucking movie, which is supposed to be an origin story to get people used to the idea of her being considered as Captain Marvel. Because fuck the actual comic books, because it's not like you guys actually made a comic book movie ever. But fuck all that. You know, like just to get the general audience, who are people who essentially just clamor onto the MCU no matter what. But to get those people enticed for Captain Marvel, all you had to do was to make her origin story something that would be revered, to show her as a hero, to show her as a character that was likable, to make her someone that was at least interesting enough to where you cared about her journey, period. And you did none of that. You did absolutely none of that. You just made her this character that fit your little MCU formula without any opposition whatsoever. She had no challenges. She had no problems to tackle or anything like that. And by the end of the fucking movie, she was just Superman. She was just perfectly Superman without the added baggage of trying to hide his identity and fit in with the regular world, but still being able to do what he do. And then also try to win the heart of a girl that essentially ain't got no time for no mans. Superman is so gay. Oh, it's so stupid. But Jesus Christ. So, by doing that, well, by putting her in the forefront of a character like that, by having her be this figure, this grandiose figure to take up all of that nonsense, you doomed her. You utterly doomed her to be nothing. Just a nothing burger. It's just, ew. Like, just absolutely nothing. Because that's all that you surmised in her character. she wasn't anything. Miss Marvel had personality. She had a character. You know, she had shit that she dealt with and whatnot, you know, and it was like, she's going through some things. She had shit to deal with. She wasn't the strongest character within the Avengers, but goddammit, she was a member of the Avengers. You know, and it was like, there's stuff to Miss Marvel, and there was sex appeal to her character, and then she was powerful in her own right, but things that made her fucking interesting. And if you believe that a female superhero that doesn't have any sex appeal is interesting, you're stupid. It was like, what the hell do you think the spandex are on the men? Sex appeal. What the hell do you think the female tight spandex are? Sex appeal. All of it is sex appeal. It appeals to both men and women. They like that shit. We like that shit. The fuck am I excluding myself from? And so as soon as you diminish that, because you know you shouldn't be defined by your sexuality, then you fucked up. It's like Wonder Woman is hot, but she shouldn't be defined by her sexuality. And she isn't. But it doesn't change the fact that she's hot. people are so stupid. But what I was getting at to the Miss Marvel character within the comics is that I don't know any of that shit about her, especially watching the MCU movies, which is a major factor in pushing comic book sales and whatnot. But, you know, they don't understand their media, so their comic books reflect horribly what the MCU actually is, and thus people who might have wanted to get into comic books no longer will, because the characters that they liked from the MCU are shit on, downplayed, downtrodden, and have just no longer are like a shell of their former selves in the comics. So people generally just stay away from them. Yeah, you know, don't understand your media because you're stupid. You're already fucking up. So like again, you're stupid. But all the stuff that made Miss Marvel an interesting, endearing, and beloved character that has stuck around for years, I have no idea what the fuck that is. I don't have access to that information. I'm not going to read the old comics about her character. I wanted the movie to help me sell the idea of her character and whatnot. I would like if the movie did that. I would like if the movie would have showcased her. You had a little spinoff or a special or a TV series or anything that helped develop her character to make her far more liked or acceptable in the overall scaling of the MCU. Any fucking thing to have made her more acceptable within the MCU would have been greatly appreciative of that, you know, because it would have gave me something to latch on to make her more liked, to make her more acceptable, and to make her more interesting as a character. Because by all means, a superpowered female space warrior sounds awesome, and I would like to know more. But what you presented was horrible, and I don't care for it. But it like how interesting would it have been if they just made her character? No politics involved, but you gave her character justice. You know, you gave her a just due. You created her with the idea of making a person and not the idea of making a figure, making a powerful figure, making a flawless figure. You essentially tried to create the perfect being, but motherfucker, you don't know how to make the perfect being. And you felt, and I would assume that one of the prospects of doing it is to have beings that you know or have things around you that essentially are up there, are these untouchable stars that you wanted. And instead of trying to reach for them the way that, or trying to get up there on equal to the stars, you just have to bring them down to your level. Because it just would have been too fucking hard to try and reach them. Oh, no, 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 no. Because again, you have fucking years of back catalog longevity and just experience with comics that surmised the popularity of comics currently. You know, the top people within Marvel Comics was Spider-Man, Hulk, X-Men, and the Fantastic Four. Those were the guys that ran the whole fucking show. That's why those motherfuckers were bought and turned into movies as quickly as they were. Now you have the second tier people who were turned into the MCU, and then it just kept trickling down from there. But the idea of taking Captain Marvel, who's low tier, and then telling everybody, oh no, baby, they up there at the top, with no years backing up the experience or the likelihood that people would recognize the character, especially after you gave her the fucking lesbian haircut. You had nothing in any other forms of media to sit there and back up your claim of trying to make this character the forefront figure. No TV shows, no other movies, a separate series or things like that, which would have been fantastic to get people at least somewhat knowledgeable of this character. No, you just, bam, plop them into the MCU. Your comics already reflect how you want this character to be presented and to be accepted. And it did not work. It was a bad idea. It was stupid. It was wholeheartedly stupid because there was no planning, there was no thought, and there was absolutely no type of character brought into this character. Everybody was told to like her, everybody was told to accept her, and then you put down all the characters that you could possibly put down to make her seem better. And then you gave her absolutely nothing to do to prove that she was better, aside from pulling down and putting down all these other characters, because that's all that she became known for, and that's all that you could do with her. And now you have a character that nobody likes, not even yourself, and you're trying to figure out a way to get rid of, because you fucked up. You fucked up hard. And serves you right. It really serves you right. I'm no fan of Captain Marvel. And that's your fault. And I could care less what happens to the character now. Because much like every other character you're trying to get rid of, they're a shell of their former self. They're nothing connected to what they could have been or what they should have been. And by all means, I truly hope this SJW train you guys are riding finishes falling off the fucking cliff, because this shit is bad. It ain't good writing, which is what you guys were known for in the first place. And again, I just hope one day, you know, we somehow, or people are accepted, or they can get the Miss Marvel that would have been greatly accepted, that would have justifiably been turned into Captain Marvel. And yeah, I guess that's all I can hope for. That's all anyone can hope for. Because, well, I guess the best thing to do would be my original idea for the MCU. It's a hard motherfucking stop. Stop everything. Reset the button. Let's do it all over again, baby, because we fucked up, or you guys fucked up. That's the only way. Yeah. Well, this has been another episode of Phone Flame. I've been your host, Daniel the Flame. As always, good people, hope you have fun.